Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. And those of you in the chat room and on the phone lines, thanks for hanging out with me for the special Tip Talk Thursday open forum edition, where I leave the experts at home and talk directly with you as we work together to repair, build, and maintain enriching, long-lasting, character-based relationships. And tonight we'll be discussing Relationships 360 Degrees debut book, Relationship Roadmap, the guide to getting the relationship you want. And I'll be taking your calls to see if I can help you, based on the material in the book, of course, decide if you should stay in your current relationship or get out of it. And it is a new year, so some of you might need a fresh start, and some of you might want to break the bad news to your current partner that you're going to be leaving before Valentine's Day, which is just a few weeks away. And if you're not in a relationship but think you're ready for one, I want to test you with a few questions from the book to see if you're really up to a new romance, if you're up to the task of being in a relationship. And so later after the program break, I want you to call in to take the Relationships 360 Relationship Challenge. That's what I'm calling it. So don't be afraid. I'm just going to ask you again just a few questions from the book designed to help you prepare for the relationship you want, or to help you to settle in your mind once and for all whether you're in the right relationship and you should stay, or if you're in the wrong one and you need to get out. But before we do that, before I give you that challenge, I want to quickly touch on the last two episodes of Relationships 360, as is custom on Tip Talk Thursdays, which, by the way, happen on the last Thursday of every month, and so that is today, January 26th. Now, on the very first show of the year, Healing the Wounds of Domestic Violence, thought that was a fantastic show and a way to start the new year. I definitely, you know, wanted those that are domestic abuse victims to, you know, have a fresh start, to find out what they needed to do to get out of abusive relationships and, you know, not spend another year stuck in a dysfunctional situation. So that was the reason for kicking off the new year with that show. And on that program, we had certified domestic violence counselor Bakia Ukta on the program, and I asked her if certain people are more prone to domestic abuse than others, and she gave me a simple no, but she did point out that most of the victims, in fact, 85% of domestic abuse victims are women, and that's probably not shocking to you guys, but that does mean that in 85% of domestic abuse cases, men are the perpetrators. So, you know, guys, don't get mad at me, the men out there in the audience. I'm just giving the facts on this. And again, you know, many of you are not surprised. But just looking at it from another angle, again, that means that 85% of domestic abuse cases, in those cases, men are the perpetrators. They are the batterers. And when we talk about domestic abuse, we're talking about, you know, a number of ways in which it manifests itself in relationships, including emotional, mental, financial, which may be new to some of you guys, physical abuse, of course, as well as isolation. And I want to just, you know, briefly see if I can define those in a simple way. I'm not going to get too technical here. Emotional abuse, you know, it's probably hard for people to put their finger on because it is the most common form of abuse that we suffer at the hands of our loved ones, and it may seem normal to many of us. You know, many of us, you know, maybe we grew up in households where people cursed each other out without batting an eyelash. So probably something, you know, very normal in our households. And you know, if we have experienced it in a relationship, you know, we probably didn't define it as emotional or mental abuse. And so some of examples include, I mentioned the cursing, you know, people out, verbal put down, so that would definitely fall into that category, calling a person, you know, out of their name, a bee, a whore, you know, that kind of thing, insulting a person's intelligence, trying to present a lie as the truth, or, you know, doing, you know, any of these acts or all of these acts and then blaming the victim, you know, for why you're doing these things. And, you know, then there's financial abuse. I believe Dr. Taffy Wagner is listening to the show tonight. You know, hopefully she will call in and weigh in on the show. And here's a topic for your show, by the way, Taffy, financial abuse. And if you're not familiar with it, it includes, you know, holding the perpetrator, the batterer, holding the purse strings in the relationship and not providing access to, not giving the victim access to bank accounts or other money, you know, in the relationship. And, you know, maybe limiting them to an allowance and making them beg for money, or simply force them to go without any other funds they may require until such time, you know, the allowance is redistributed or given out again. So that's financial abuse. So again, Taffy, if you're listening, I'm going to give you that one to talk about on your show, which is a fantastic show on Blog Talk Radio. Another manifestation of financial abuse includes, you know, threatening to leave a person that's dependent on you, broke, penniless, if they don't follow all of your rules. So, again, that's financial abuse, and I did promise to keep these short. Physical abuse, of course, you know, throwing objects at a person intended to create bodily harm or injury, hitting, slapping, punching, biting, all of that kind of stuff to harm a person physically. But domestic abuse could also involve the perpetrator isolating the victim from their support network of family and friends, forbidding them to call or visit friends and family as a condition of the relationship. So, you know, this kind of stuff, this physical, financial, mental, emotional abuse and isolation, this stuff goes on every day in many relationships. But many of us fail to see these behaviors as abusive, and, you know, they are. They are abusive. They're dysfunctional. And if you're in a relationship